Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. The angel appears to Mary. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of a greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so that the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her.
A lot of people I speak to say, "Oh, I don't have any time for God." And I always ask them, this God whom you don't have any time for, what do you think he's like? And some people think God is like a sort of heavenly health and safety officer, just out to spoil all our fun with silly little rules. Other people think God is like a kind of heavenly Hitler, that he's cruel and doesn't really care about us. But Christmas shows us what God is really, really like. Sorry, is it just me? Did anyone think they saw someone going by up on the balcony? Hands up if you just check I'm not going mad. I think hello, is there anyone? Is there anyone up there? Hello? Did anyone see who it was? Okay, let's keep our eyes peeled. Let's all be looking up at the balcony. Next time he goes by, we're gonna be looking really, really carefully and see what we can pick up. We'll nail him. See if perhaps he's not going to come. Is he going to go by? See what we can pick up. Oh, there he is, there he is. Can you do, oh! Oh, there he comes again. Quick. Did you get a good look? Did you get? Great, brilliant. Right, let's see if we can write a description of this guy so that we can apprehend him. Isn't that the word, Brian? Right, now... Did we get a good description? What was he wearing? Did anyone see what he was wearing? At the back there, what was he wearing? Black hat, yep. Any other clues what he was wearing? Black cape. A cape? Wow. Okay. Could anyone estimate his height? Come on. Just roughly. 4 foot. Someone went for 4 foot. I think he was only a little fellow. What about his age? Did you get a feel for his age? Anyone get a feel for his age? 20. Okay, I'm happy with 20. Let's go for 20. Now, what about his name? Did you spot his name? Did you catch that? Julian thinks it might be Cecil. It might be. Anyone else? Did you not see his name? You didn't notice as he ran by? You couldn't pick up? Okay, well, let's go with Cecil. Now, you need absolute eagle eyes for this. Did anyone spot his favourite colour? Did anyone spot that? Annabelle, do you spot his favourite colour? black.
Clever, good thinking. Good thinking. Black.
Now, anyone get his favourite food? Did you pick that up from the way he moved? Anyone over here, did you pick up his favourite food? From just something about the way he moved that just implied a love of... A love of what? Fast food. Hey!
okay, I'm going to put burgers.
Favourite football team? Anything in there, just the way he moved that seemed to... give at the back there, yes? West Ham? Yeah, it'd be great if he was a West Ham supporter, wasn't it? West Ham. What about favourite film? Did anyone think they picked up? Speed. Do you see what he's done there? Okay, brilliant. Wow, brilliant. From what we know of him, would you like him to be a friend of yours? On the basis of what we know about him. Hands up if you'd like him to be a friend of yours. Just a few people. Okay. Okay. It's hard to say, isn't it? Because we're not really sure. Let's be honest. We were just guessing a little tinsy-weeny bit about what he was actually like. We knew there was somebody up there, but we're not really sure what he's like. And in our lives, there are times when we hear footsteps that get us to look up and wonder if there might be somebody out there. Whether that maybe, after all, there is a God. It might be the birth of a child. You hold them in your arms and you realize they're not just a computer made of meat. They are someone who is precious. It might be when we look at nature. You know, the way penguins keep each other warm by taking it in turns to stand on the edge of the group. Or skin. You cut skin and it fixes itself. And when you sweat, it lets water out. And when you swim, it doesn't let it in. Skin is amazing. And of course, you say, well, we can explain the biology of it all. And of course, we can explain the biology of it all. But what's much harder to explain is we look at the biology and we go, wow, how do you explain that sense of wonder? Or perhaps you've read a science book that says that the sun is the perfect distance from the earth. Any further away and we'd freeze, any closer and we'd fry. And you think, what are the chances of that? Makes you feel maybe there is someone behind it all. Or it might be you've been watching the news on the telly and you're thinking about the damage we're doing to our planet. And you think it's wrong that the rich countries should treat poor countries so badly. And you catch yourself thinking, hold on, tigers don't weigh up right and wrong. They just do what it takes to survive. Where did we get our sense of right and wrong from? Of course, many people say, oh, don't be so soft talking about God. Let's just be rational thinking people. But if there's no God... Thinking is just a series of chemical reactions in the brain, which means we've no real control over what we think. We're just sort of, it's just electrical impulses. So the very fact that we agree that thinking is important is a kind of footstep, a kind of clue that gets us to look up, to wonder if maybe there is someone out there, a God. But the question is this God worth bothering with? Because that all depends on what he's like. You know, is he a heavenly health and safety officer? Or is he a heavenly Hitler? Or is he good? Does he love us? Would it be good to know him? See, when it comes to God, we might think he's out there. But when it comes to working out what he's like, what he's actually like, we're guessing. It's like the man on the balcony. We knew he was out there, but we couldn't really work out what he was like. We weren't really sure if we wanted to have him as a friend or not. Hello. Hold on, are you the guy who was up there?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant, because we have been wanting to find out a little bit about... Come over, come next to me. Thank you very much for stepping in, because you've left us a little bit sort of hanging. We wanted to know whether we would like to have you as a friend or not, and we, to be honest, we weren't quite sure, just from the little glimpses we caught of you. And we had a go at working out what you're like. I wonder whether you can help us with some of these things. We thought you were wearing a hat, is that right?
Yeah.
And then we thought you were wearing a cape, is that right? Not so much a cape, more of a coat than a cape. Yes. Height, we put you as 4 foot. Is that...
No, 5'10".
5'10", yes.
I was ducking a little bit.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, right.
Things had ducked, but the ceiling was actually higher than
right.
I thought.
Right, you gave the impression of being a smaller man.
Okay.
We put your age down as 20. Is that close?
24.
24, not bad, not bad. Now, we put your name as Cecil. What's your actual name?
My actual name's Tim.
Tim, not
but
Cecil,
I like
then.
Cecil. Maybe I'll change it.
We don't want to knock the name Cecil, do we? No. Your favourite colour, we guessed, was black. It was a good guess.
More orange.
More orange than black.
More a bright person. But
okay, not so close on that. What about favourite food? We thought fast food, you see. We got a little theme going there. Burgers.
No, toffees.
Toffees?
Toffees are my...
Toffees?
No?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a free country. It is a free country. Favourite football team? We thought you were Hammer.
Arsenal. Gunners.
Oh, you're a gunner.
Yeah. Can you tell
dear.
I was...
Oh, dear.
...sport a good team.
Yes.
So.
And favourite film, we went for Speed, which again, you was the sort of thing we were doing there. what was your favourite, what is your favourite film?
Favourite film's Gladiator, so...
Okay. Well, so. Thank you very much for revealing a little bit more about what you like. Now, folks, now we've sort of got to know Tim a little bit. Who would be more interested in getting to know Tim as a friend now? Yes, he's less intimidating now, isn't he? Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Tim. You go and sort of float off into the background. Thank you. We heard footsteps. We knew there was someone up there, but we didn't know what he was like. Just guessing. In order for us to know the truth about what Tim was like, he had to come in and stand in front of us and tell us. And in order for us to know the truth about God, he has to come into our world and stand in front of us and tell us. And friends, that is the message of Christmas. The message of Christmas is that that is exactly what God has done. Have a look at the verse that you'll see printed on the service sheet. Just below where it says, God has a face. Let me read some of these famous words that are classic Christmas reading. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. From the fullness of his grace, we've all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known. He's talking about Jesus, and he calls him the Word. And the Word is just a Jewish way of talking about God. So do you see what he's saying? He's saying at that first Christmas, the one who is God became flesh. People often say to me, oh, you know, have you ever seen God? And the answer is, if I had been there, I could have seen him. If I'd been one of the shepherds looking down at the baby lying in the manger, I would have been looking down at the face of God. God made flesh. See what John says at the end there. Second line up from the bottom. I suppose third line up from the bottom. He says, no one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who's at the Father's side, has made him known. No one has ever seen God. There are clues that he's out there, but no one has ever seen him. No one really knows what God is like face to face. We're just guessing. But God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, Jesus, has made him known. Do you see what he's saying? He's saying we sit there guessing about what God is like, wondering if he's worth bothering with, but Jesus is God stepping into our world and standing in front of us. Jesus says, do you want to know what God is like? Well, here I am. Look at me. As you probably know, there's been a kind of string of anti-God books written recently, saying there's no evidence for God. And the striking thing is that none of them really tackle the evidence that God has given for himself. Because God doesn't say, if you want to find me, look up at the stars. He says, look at Jesus. Now, you might think it's a crazy thing that Jesus claimed to be God. But if you're going to get to the bottom of whether God is worth bothering about or not, that's the claim you need to look into. Because every other religious teacher says, I hear footsteps. Let me tell you what I think God is like. They're guessing, pretty much. And here is Jesus, and he says, do you want to know what God is like? Here I am. I've stepped into the room. Look at me. And if you think today that God's not particularly worth bothering with, I want to ask, whose idea of God have you been kind of working with? Have you just been guessing about what he is like? Or have you looked at Jesus? As we close, I want us just to look at Jesus. What do we see? Perhaps we think that God is a sort of faraway sort of a God. He's sitting beyond the stars, and we think, well, what does he know? What does he know about what it feels like to be us? Look at Jesus, and you see what God is like. You see a God who has stepped into our world. He's experienced all the things we have experienced. Jesus was hungry and tired. He cried. People laughed at him. His family misunderstood him. He was whipped and nailed to a cross. He died. And we think, God doesn't know what we're going through. Look at Jesus, and you see that God is a God who has stepped into our shoes, which means whatever you are going through right now, he knows what it feels like. He's been there. Or perhaps we think, God is just out to spoil things. Again, look at Jesus. There was one time Jesus was in a boat and a storm blew up. And his friends, who are fishermen, think they're all going to drown. And Jesus stands up and just with a word calms the storm. And then again and again in the Gospels, we see how Jesus heals people who couldn't walk. Or he opens the eyes of people who couldn't see. He raises the dead. When people are hungry, Jesus feeds them. When the wine ran out at a party, Jesus made more wine. See, look at Jesus. What do we see about what God is like? He's not out to spoil things. He's out to mend things. See, look at Jesus and you see a God who has power to put broken lives back together again. I guess most of all we think, well, God just doesn't love us. You know, if he loved us, he'd do something. But again, look at Jesus. See what he's done. He stepped into our world to save us, and saving us meant dying on a cross for us. That's how much he loves us. He's not come to control us, he's come to lay down his life for us. Last of all, I meet plenty of people who think God may well love other people, but just not love people like me. And again, look at Jesus. You see him being friends with the rich and the poor, men and women, the very elderly and the little children, the really important people and the people whom nobody else would give the time of day to. You look at Jesus and you see what God is like. He is a God who says, whoever you are, whatever you have done, I'm for you. I love you. So to close, what do you think God is like? Christmas means no more guessing. God has stepped into our world to show us what he's like. So when you think about God, don't just have some sort of vague idea of somebody out there. Look into the face of Jesus. He is God come to show us what God is like. And this Christmas, look at Jesus, and I reckon what you'll see is a God who is worth bothering with. Moment of quiet, then let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that Christmas means we don't have to guess about what you are like. We thank you that at that first Christmas, you stepped into our world to show us what you are like. And we pray that this Christmas, every one of us would look again at Jesus and see again that you are a God worth bothering with. Amen.